chapter 4, verses 4 through 6 and verses 13 through 14. The people who Bruce mentioned this morning, some of whom were here to come up and receive your recognition, went into some form of mission work for some period of time, and all of their situations differed. But they did it for a whole variety of reasons. And sometimes we don't have the best of attitudes as sending congregations about those who are going. Maybe we've heard some things negatively about mission work, and we are skeptical or even cynical about those who go and about the work. I hope that that is not true in this congregation, because we have a long history here of having sent people into a variety of situations and lengths of time and places. We've been blessed, and the people who've gone have been blessed in ways that they never expected. As Bruce mentioned, what we often refer to as the Great Commission there in Matthew chapter 28 is always the bottom line of why any of us would go, whether it's next door, to the next town, the next state, or the next country. But ultimately, we go because there is something that is greater than us that people in our world desperately need. And I think it's spoken of well by the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verses 4 through 6, and then 13 through 14. There Paul says, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we did not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. It is written, 'I believed, therefore I have spoken.'" Isn't there something rich in that for you and I, in whatever circumstance we may find ourselves? With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. It's not simply our duty. It's not our task. It's not our obligation to share the gospel of the glory of God through Christ with as many people as we can. It's our opportunity. It should be our joy, shouldn't it? Shouldn't we want to find as many people as we possibly can who will be open to the glory of God through Christ that we can share that wonderful saving faith with? Shouldn't it be something that we're anxious to share with as many people as we can find who are open to that? Shouldn't we be wanting to help people not spend an eternity in punishment, but an eternity around the throne of God and all of his glory and us with them? Shouldn't we want to be actively seeking God's guidance in the opportunities that he presents to us every day? And I wonder if those opportunities come about every hour, and we just don't pay enough attention to them. Shouldn't we have an attitude about ourselves that really even causes people to be drawn to us, to want to know what we have that they need? Shouldn't we be a people who are listening and looking carefully and prayerfully every day to see who we can speak to about Jesus Christ? Do we truly believe that our world needs God's salvation from their sins? It's so easy to convince ourselves that, well, good people will be treated well by God, even if they aren't Christians, even if they have not taken the steps that we believe they should biblically. Do we truly believe that they're lost without Christ? Do we truly believe that there is another way other than what Jesus said himself? I am the way, the truth, the life, that no one comes to the Father except by me. Do we believe that maybe that's not quite true? I hope that we take Jesus' words as truth and that we try to reach out to everyone we possibly can? Are we compelled, as Paul was, to share the good news because we love people in the way that Jesus loved people, in the way that God the Father loved people, and that we want them to know what we are blessed with? If you've not taken your step away from darkness and into the light of the glory of God through Christ, we urge you to come forward right now as we stand and sing this song.
What can make me whole?